Welcome everyone, my name is Hayes Blitz and thank you for tuning in. This is my first official podcast that I uploaded on SoundCloud under this name. Previously, I have uploaded podcasts, but they are for my own schoolworks because I'm a media student. And I've actually made two episodes before this, but I realized that it is way too lengthy for SoundCloud, and especially because I'm only a free user. If you don't know, free users can only use about 3 hours of tracks or audio tracks, unless you want more, you gotta pay. I mean, that's how it works. So I thought that if I were to upload the two episodes that I did before, I would have used up half the quota that I'm given from by SoundCloud. So I decided against uploading it. Instead, I uploaded it onto YouTube, where there's no restriction of how long or how many videos that I can upload. So if you guys are interested, I will leave a link in the description. I don't know what it's called in SoundCloud because I'm not really familiar. I'm sorry about that. But I will link you guys to the YouTube channel if you guys are interested to find out. Then you guys can go ahead and listen to my previous two episodes. The first one was just introduction. I'm talking about myself, why I want to make this podcast, what are the things I'm interested in, and basically things about myself. The second one is from a game, it's called Shadowverse. If you're a big fan of TCG or trading card game, I suggest you give Shadowverse a chance, because if you like Hearthstone, especially if you like Hearthstone, this is definitely a game that you need to try. It's just that it's a Japanese game, so the animation and the drawing and everything seems very anime style. And that's something that I like, because I grew up with Dragon Ball, I grew up with Yu Yu Hakusho, Naruto, Bleach, One Piece. So I really like that anime style trading card games. And I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh! And Duel Master. So that's another influence on why Shadowverse is, to me, a better game than Hearthstone. So if you want to go and try it out, it's free. It's free to play. It's not like something you can buy. I mean, you can buy the in-app purchases, but it's free to play. It's on Androids, it's on iOS, it's on Steam as well. So do give that game a try. And I'm doing, or sometimes I upload video on the reviews of the expansions or the new updates or some of my gameplays as well. Yeah, but that's about what I've done previously, and I will be talking about what I wanna cover in this podcast itself or this episode. Like I said, because there's a quota and there's a limit to how much I can upload, probably I'm just gonna keep every single episode slightly below 10 minutes, because even if I make 10 minutes, 3 hours means that I can only upload 18. So I don't know whether I should make shorter than 10 or keep it at 10 or maybe 15. I don't know what is the preferred time for my audience, because I'm currently based in Singapore. Podcasts and the likes are not exactly the medium that they like. Usually they prefer to go to YouTube and watch video, or just they go to Vine or whatever and then just check something short, Snapchats and things like that. So I mean, for now, I will try to hit less than 10 minutes. Yep, so it's already at 3 minutes 30 seconds. I should probably rush to what I want to talk about. And for this episode specifically, I will be talking about language. The reason why I want to talk about language specifically is because one course that I took up in my uni, and it talks about culture. And one of the things that was briefly mentioned is that how was culture shaped around the world? And they were asking, is it the culture and the people and the norms, are they shaped by the language, or the language shaped by the culture and the norms? And I mean, it's more complex than that. I can't really remember the question, but it's just something that I find really interesting, because my girlfriend is a half Japanese, so I found out more about Japanese language, and I never knew that they had 3 different writing systems or different sets of alphabets in a sense. The first one, for Japanese language, they have katakana, which is kind of like whatever words that are foreign, that is not Japanese, you have to write it in katakana. So if let's say that I want to write like thank you in Japanese, if they want to make it a thank you sound, they call it sankyu. So how they will write it is that they wouldn't use their own alphabets, but they will use this katakana to spell out the word thank you. So I found that really interesting. And then on top of katakana, you have hiragana as well, which is kind of like a simplified form that you probably see on like Japan or Japanese related stuff, because sometimes you get mixed up between Chinese or Mandarin with Japanese kanji, because Japanese kanji itself was originated from the traditional Chinese or the traditional Mandarin. So that's why even if you look, some of the words are like water in Mandarin. I'm sorry if you are Chinese and then I'm pronouncing it wrong. It's called shui, S-H-U-I, but in Japanese it's called mizu. And they both have the same writing in a sense, the drawing, the hanyu pinyin and the kanji, they are exactly the same. And some of the words are very similar. It came to a point where the Mandarin people, Mandarin-speaking people, can actually read some of the kanji because it originated from them, but the Japanese sometimes couldn't really read Mandarin. And that's what I heard from people who can speak both Mandarin and Japanese, which is my girlfriend. So that's something I found interesting. And going back to the third system is hiragana, and it's a simplified way of writing. And this is what you will notice and what you will realize that differentiates Mandarin from Japanese, because hiragana usually is just a very simple strokes, and like I said, that's a very simple indication that you are reading Japanese instead of Mandarin. So they have these three different systems of writing, whereas me, I'm an Indonesian, we use alphabets as English people do. So we have A, B, C, D, all the way to Z. It's just that our pronunciations slightly differ. We don't say A, B, C, we say A, B, C. So now, after I see that question in my course in university, I asked myself, is it the case? And if you look about, if you look back and if you think about it, that may actually be the case, because Japanese, they have very strong resistance against foreigners. If you are interested in going to Japan and you are foreigners, I'm not sure whether you have tried to Google how is it like surviving in Japan, but if you do, you will actually notice that there's quite a lot of discrimination, I would say, or maybe kind of like a I don't know the right word, but for the lack of better words, I would say kind of like a discrimination. They don't really open you with open arms. In some countries, they tend to be a bit close towards foreigners. So I don't know whether that kind of mindset that creates katakana, the fact that they want to segregate what is culturally theirs and what is culturally others. And because of that, that's how katakana was born, in a sense. So does that language system, does that indicate that Japanese are more exclusive? Are they more close towards outsiders? And does that make Indonesians like me more accepting of changes? And in a way, that kind of tells something. I really don't know, but just off the top of my head, it's with Indonesians, we don't have words for, some words we don't really have a word for it. So when we first learned the word professor, we didn't come up with a new, totally different word. We just adopted to our language, we call it professor with one S. And then you change something like kantor, which is in Dutch, I think it's office. So because we were under Dutch regime, we incorporate that word. The kantor word, I'm not sure whether I'm pronouncing it right, but we made it ours and we call it kantor as well, which means office. So I don't know whether that makes it like as if Indonesians, we are very accepting people, because I think we sort of are, because that's how Dutch first colonized Indonesia, because they came to Indonesia, they look at the spices, they like the spices, and the Indonesians welcome them with open arms, and then like, hey, if you like it, then you can stay. And turns out they start to run over us. I don't know what's the word, but that's how it started. It's not because they attacked us and then we retaliated. It's just that they suddenly came in, we didn't say anything to them, and then they suddenly decided that they want that land, and yeah, that's it. So I don't know whether that makes Indonesia and Indonesians more welcoming because of the fact that our language, we just adopt everything and then we just make it a part of us. And on the other hand, Japanese have to make sure that whatever theirs belong theirs completely, and then that whatever that is not theirs, they make sure that it is not them, and they make a clear distinction. So I hope that the babbling makes sense, because the style that I want to go with this podcast is something similar to Joe Rogan Experience. If you know who he is, or if you know about his podcast, then yeah, this is going to be very random. This is very unedited. So I'm not going to come in with a script or anything. I'm just going to be talking, trying to make it as natural as possible. But because I'm doing it alone, it's slightly hard because I don't have anybody to talk to. I don't have any audience that can be like, hey, there's this and then there's that, and then there's something that I can kind of like bounce off from. So there's nothing with that. So I expect that there'll be some stumbling on my words. There'll be some, give me a sec, that kind of moments. But I'm trying to be as professional as possible. And if you have any thoughts on the topic that I just said, or if you have any topics that you want me to cover, then please comment. I don't know how it works, SoundCloud, I just started as well. So yeah, leave a comment, message me if you want any collaborations, because I'm thinking that if we can't meet face-to-face, like Joe Rogan does, then I think we can do kind of like a Skype call or something like that, and then we'll just record together. Yeah, so that can be done as well. But for now, I hope that you guys are entertained, or you guys find my things that I talked about interesting. And I hope that I can start my second episode, and then I'll get my, at least somebody to like, you know, say that, yay, I like your stuff. But yeah, I guess that's it for now. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you guys in the next episode.